This is episode number 2293 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
All of a sudden, it's the 1990s again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And where to begin? Britney Spears made some comments online about Christina Aguilera's dance performers being large.
Wow, that's been a minute since Christina and Britney were at each other's throats, but okay, I get it. The 1990s are back. Man. All right, I get it.
Britney's lengthy caption Monday afternoon read in part, "If I had Christina Aguilera's dancers, I would have looked extremely small."
Oh, ouch.
That's right. All right. Diss on another, you know, one of your peers.
Well, and I mean, you know, body shaming in the 90s may have been acceptable. It's not in the 2020s.
It's not now, Brittany.
No, can't do that, Britt.
She wrote the message alongside a quote attributed to Rodney Dangerfield that read, "I found there was only one way to look thin, hang out with fat people." So that was like adding insult to injury. It's like,
right?
It's like, is she body shaming? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, she is. Whoops, there it is.
Cue the internet and the backlash.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
By Tuesday morning, Christina herself, while choosing not to respond, simply unfollowed Britney.
You know what? That's the slap in the face today. It's not a calling you up and calling you out. Just unfriend somebody. That's the worst you could do. Oh, my God.
So here's her lame apology. Okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
So Brittany's claiming that she meant no harm.
Well, of course not.
Oops, I did it again. She didn't mean to be critical of anybody. Rather, she claims the post was a projection of my insecurities I deal with all the time.
Oh, come on.
As a result of how my parents and the media have treated me.
You know what? I don't know if she's going to be able
to botch it.
I don't know if she's going to be able to get by with that for the rest of her life. Really. Seriously.
She can't get by with it this time.
Brittany, come on now. We're buying some of it.
Take responsibility.
We feel sorry
you
for you.
You want to be on your own? Then you take responsibility for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Period.
Doesn't give you a license to be rude.
Mic drop.
Oh, my Morgan. God. Oh, my God. Here's the other part of this. Uh-huh. It's been a long time since either one of them were princesses, okay? Of the pop
yes,
princesses.
Yes, it has.
They're past the pop princess thing.
They are past the princess stage,
past that stage, right?
Yes.
So it's like, you know, they're still relevant only because, you know, Britney's issues, right? Christina's not been relevant in a while. Don't send any hate mail, but I mean, really? She left The Voice, and then what?
And then what?
And then what?
Nothing.
Yeah. And Britney, God bless her, you know, and obviously she has issues. I mean, it's pretty obvious she has some issues.
Yeah.
And she needs to be medicated. I get that and all that.
Well, she's like having an online battle with one of her sons. And it's like,
yeah, this
kid,
is,
night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep that stuff private.
I know, but it's tough to do. And this is one of the reasons that her dad had the conservatorship. I realized that. But we knew that was going to happen. So, anyway. You know what? I'd like to say they'll patch it up, but I don't think we care. Do we care? Nah.
No.
Nah.
Not really. Nope. Who gives a crap? All right. Well, I do about this because it involves Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
I give a crap about Ryan Reynolds. He's at it again, blowing up the internet, and this time with footage of his very first colonoscopy.
Oh my, this is something I don't think I want to see.
I mean, you're not going to say, ew, colon, because it doesn't.
You would say that.
So, Ryan's 45.
Camera up your butt.
And along with his, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so along with his Wrexham Soccer Club co-chairman and actor Rob McElhenney.
Okay.
They decided to partner up with Lead From Behind, which is a colon cancer awareness organization.
Great name. Okay. That's great, though.
Or is it, I guess it's Lead From Behind.
Lead or Lead. It doesn't really matter. Behind. The From Behind part is the important part.
They filmed the procedures and shared them on YouTube.
Ew.
Both had small polyps.
Oh, okay. This is the good part because that's why we have these.
And actually, they do say to start getting them around 45 now.
Smart. Smart, yes. Ryan. And he had polyps?
He had dude, some small polyps.
Perfect. This is like textbook. This is why you do it at 45. You get rid of that stuff. And I mean, I'm not going to go into detail. I've had a couple in my lifetime.
Uh-huh.
First one polyps, second one clean.
Perfect.
And the doc said, see you in 10 years. All right.
But we've known people. I mean, especially.
Please. I won't even get started on that.
All right.
I'll
so,
lose it. Yeah.
Anyway, they removed the polyps during the colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. You don't feel a thing at all.
No,
hell
no.
And that way,
kind of half asleep anyway.
Because there's different types of polyps, and some of them can become cancerous faster than others.
Yeah, yeah.
But chances are, there's a good chance.
This is the most preventable cancer there is in the world. And the inconvenience, or I think what people think is like embarrassment or whatever. You know, nobody's going to do that to me. You know, is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's just, first off, you don't feel a thing.
Hey,
you don't feel a thing. And you
suit
get to
up,
take a nice little sleepy nap.
Or suit off. Get the colonoscopy. Whatever it is.
Well, because they did a perfect example of what happened to them is why you get it.
Sure.
So the potentially life-saving procedure led Ryan to claim that it's not every day that you can raise awareness about something that will most definitely save lives, Ryan said.
Yeah.
That's enough motivation for me to let you in on a camera being shoved up my ass.
I knew there had to be something on it at the end of it because it's Ryan Reynolds.
Of course.
Oh, my God. No, seriously. And I mean, this is our little public service announcement as well. You know what? Get the colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah. Please.
It's very simple to do.
Yeah.
The day before the prep is the worst part of it. seriously, the prep day is the worst part of it.
When you have to drink the thing called Go Lightly.
Go Lightly. You don't go lightly.
There's nothing lightly about it.
There's nothing lightly about it. That's the joke.
But my, you feel so cleansed.
You are very hungry the next day, I will say that. Anyway, I'm glad for this. Do it.
So that was a eye care story.
There you go.
Lead from behind. And that's our public service announcement for today.
There you go. And thanks to Halle Berry. Don't know why, but we'll thank her anyway.
You'd like... Oh, never mind.
Just stop it right there. Just stop it. Stop.
I stopped myself.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day.
I self-checked.
And...
That's all the news you can tell us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.